This is Asian Pop Radio.
You're with Jay John and Jeanette, Asian Pop Radio.
Welcome back to another episode. I am Jeanette. With me is the lovely and beautiful
BJ.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
But also BJ John.
I'm back.
Sadly.
Yeah.
You are here.
I am here. We're all here. We're here together. That makes us a hashtag Team APRA. I forgot that we're no longer hashtag APRA family.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we got a new hashtag.
It's APRA family. Yeah.
Are you going to keep that glasses on, by the way?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So a couple of weeks ago, you came in with a bike helmet on.
Yeah.
This week, you've got glasses on.
To block out
sunglasses.
All the haters.
And the crap.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Do you want to tell us what's coming up on the show?
Well, we have Asian pop news update from Cassie.
That's good.
We also have our K-pop goss with the lovely BJ.
That's me. Good.
Is it you, really?
That's me.
Okay.
The one and only.
Our intro to Asian pop with a Mongolian group this week.
Are you sure they're not from Mongolia?
Yeah, that's what I said.
They're Mongolia.
Well, I am Australian.
Very Western suburbs of you, Jeanette.
I'm from the north.
Honeymoon, a four-member band under TJ Entertainment. With their earliest songs dating back to around 2012, these girls are very talented at releasing beautiful pop and ballad songs.
Yep.
We have Paul's Thai pop song of the week.
The song talks about a busy man at work. He's stressed out and tired by the workload he has to do. When he nearly gives up everything, someone special appears to make his day a lot better for him.
And we're going to check out the charts around Asia.
That's a good thing. We don't do that enough when we're running low on content.
No.
Yep. All right, music-wise, Rainbow are back.
Yay.
Sorry.
I love excitement and distortion at the same time.
Sorry, my bad.
From Malaysia, a hip-hop track by Bilan Kashmir and Mark Adams. Love this one.
I just want to live my life. Can't hold me down. Can't stop me now. No more. Let me change my dreams tonight.
I want to live my life.
Change my dreams tonight.
I want to live my life.
A J-pop track from Anger Me. And our, you told me to say this, homeboy, OJ Law, also from Malaysia. So two Malaysian tracks this week.
But OJ Law is very special to me.
But they're jolly good.
Yeah.
We're going to go into that very, very soon. But for now, we're going to kick off the show with, oh my gosh, can you believe two divas teaming up for the same track? Jolin Tsai and Nemi Amro. Thought you might remember that one, but no.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say that. Oh, sorry.
I'm yours. I'm not yours on Asian Pop Radio. Yeah. Pick it up, pick it up.
Each time you felt you looked just for me, girl. 你以为这是爱情起死回生的药。 You know 你什么都很吵, 但这种调调。 你耍的绝招其实很搞笑。
爱的你大事不妙。
This is Asian Pop Radio, and that was Jolin Tsai and Nami Amuro with I'm Not Yours. And I'm in the studio still with Jason.
No, that's all you need to say.
And...
Back in your corner, DJ. BJ.
DJ BJ.
Hey, Jace ruined a joke. What are the odds? Jeanette.
Chinese actress Eva Huang was the only Asian star to be invited to walk the red carpet at this year's Oscar Awards. I thought Jamie Chung went to the Oscars.
I was going to say, surely there are more Asian folk in the running for the Oscars.
Just like me.
Hmm.
Anyways.
Wow.
However, she was unable to make it, not me, but Eva, as she had fainted while preparing for the event.
That's which is pretty unlucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like falling off your scooter.
Yeah.
Huang was set to walk down the carpet alongside Hollywood actor and co-star Tom Hanks, but she was rushed to the hospital while getting her makeup done. At least she looks pretty.
Yeah.
According to reports, the actress had been filming a movie a few days prior to the event, which had left her feeling unwell and tired. But she is currently in good condition now.
That's really good. Legendary Japanese boy band SMAP have topped the Oricon charts for the 32nd time in their career. Can you believe it? That is a pretty marvelous effort. The group's latest single, Karenaru Gayakushu.
Yes.
Yes! Finally!
Yes!
Was released on February 18 and sold over 160,000 copies within its first week of release. In addition, the single is also their 54th single to make it to the top 10, allowing the group to hold the record for the number of consecutive top 10 singles since debut. God, they're good, aren't they? So good.
They're
so good!
Such a long run.
Amazing!
It's like a relay.
Wow! Jeanette.
Now, this is the moment that elves everywhere have been dreading, and it's finally come as both Shindong and Sungmin finalize the dates for their military enlistment. Oh.
Why are we waiting for that? That means I can't perform anymore.
It has to come soon.
Okay.
Rather than later.
Right.
So the two boys will be enlisting as active duty soldiers for 21 months maybe head off to the army this March. According to reports, after receiving basic training, the boys are set to begin their services at the end of March.
Wow.
SM have confirmed that the reports are true, however, revealed that the locations and dates will be different. The boys will attend Super Show 6 in Macau on March 1, which is expected to be the pair's farewell stage.
Mm. Wow. Imagine if we had that in all different countries. Obviously, it's not service is not required from everyone in every country. But I wonder what kind of international stars we would miss out on having for a couple years here and there.
Molly Meldrum.
Yeah.
Dame Edna.
Imagine if Miley Cyrus had to go off for service for a couple of years. She might have been a changed person when she came out.
She'd still be a wrecking ball.
Yeah, yeah. She would be a wrecking ball. Yeah.
Maybe even more so. All right. Thanks to Cassie for the Asian Pop Radio. Asian Pop News Update. More next week. We've got BJ coming up with KGOS. What can we look out for, BJ?
I will talk about 4 Minute.
Yeah.
About Amber.
Oh.
And CL.
Nice. Oh. Yeah, okay. Coming up in about 3 or 4 minutes time. This is Asian Pop Radio. We're going to our Malaysian track, our first for the week, Velan Kashmir featuring Mark Adams with Live My Life. I love this great hip hop for you on your radio, Asian Pop Radio.
Hey, mama said life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get, but don't you worry about nothing. It's all gonna be okay. Do your thing.
I just wanna live my life. Can't hold me down, can't stop me now, no more. Let me change my dreams tonight.
I wanna live my life,
change my dreams tonight.
I wanna live my life,
I just wanna live my life. Can't hold me down, can't stop me down, no more. Let me change my dreams tonight.
I wanna live my life,
change my dreams tonight.
I don't need homeboys, I got my two friends. I don't need one girl, I need more girlfriends. I don't want the thousands, I want my 100 mil. I don't care what your body say or how you really feel. Dreaming big, bumping big and small. More money, more problems, through life you always rise and fall. Who you gonna call when you're not standing tall? When you're alone with your pain, boy, you see it all. Man, I see my flaws, I see the man in the mirror. I hope he makes the choice whether I'm a sinner or a winner. My heart's cold like a heater. Some say I'm a beater, I'm a loser, I'm a goner through this cold weather. I know I'll be better soon, I'll be back there. Back where a place I call home where everything's fair. I know I'll be better soon, I'll be back there. Back where a place I call home where everything's fair.
I just wanna live my life. Can't hold me down.
can't stop me now, no more. Let me change my dreams tonight.
I wanna live my life,
change my dreams tonight.
I wanna live my life,
I just wanna live my life. Can't hold me down, can't stop me down, no more. Let me change my dreams tonight.
I wanna live my life,
change my dreams tonight.
I wanna live my life. I don't need VIPs, I'd rather stand at the bar. I don't need to shine, I'm not trying to be that star. I'm not 21, don't treat me like one. I'm not a quitter, so this is not done. Unbelievers just run, I don't need witchcraft. I made my peace with God. I don't need drugs, I'm high, reaching, reaching Mars. I don't front boat shoes, I don't own a yacht. I don't try to hustle, I just sell stocks. I'm kind of Barbie groupies, I'm happy with my friends. I don't need you gangsters, I got clang. I don't know royalties, I don't name drop. I just live my life, love mine like I love hip-hop. Haters and the doubters and the non-believers, middle finger to reality, to your believers. I know I've been better, soon I'll be back there. Back where a place I call home, where everything's fair. I know I've been better, soon I'll be back there. Back where a place I call home, where everything's fair.
I just wanna live my life. Can't hold me down, can't stop me now, no more. Let me change my dreams tonight. Let me change my dreams tonight. I just wanna live my life. Can't hold me down, can't stop me down, no more. Let me change my dreams tonight.
I wanna live my life.
Asian Pop Radio, this is Jay John with my co-host Jeanette, and this is the place to come for everything you need to know about Asian pop. What song did we just play, Jeanette?
We just played Live My Life by Balan Kashmir.
And what do we know about him?
He has a dollar sign as an S in his name.
That's pretty much all we know. So we're going to have to research. We'll keep researching. Number one this week on the hits.fm Met 10 chart for Malaysia's top 10 best local tracks. So I quite like that one. I reckon we'll have to keep supporting him.
It was very dope, as the young kids say that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do they?
Dope, fresh, swag.
Yeah, why do you keep hanging out with these young kids? What are you doing?
Because they are mine.
Yeah, you are a bit dope.
Oh. I think we just gotta move on now.
Yeah, we should.
Which move on.
Brings us to this place in time and our KGOS segment with BJ. Hey, BJ.
Hey, how's it going?
Thanks for being here still.
Thank you.
Even after all the nasty things we've been saying while the song's been going.
I wanted to walk out, but...
Yeah. You're a trooper.
Something tied me down.
You're a trooper.
I did. Dutch I tied you down.
Yeah, you do.
Dutch pride.
You have swag.
All right, what are we looking at? What's happening this week in the world of K-pop?
Well, I'll start with 4MINUTE. K-pop girl group 4MINUTE got first place on the last week Saturday's live music competition show Music Core.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so they're doing really well. The quintet latest EP Crazy was selected over other songs by the other contestants.
Cool.
Yeah, 4MINUTE members expressed their gratitude, of course, to all the other people that were involved, the family members and yada yada yada.
So, actually, thanks for being here. Thanks for nothing. We took it out.
Actually, I thought the song itself is pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah, it's really aggressive. Mm. It's totally different from the other songs.
It's really aggressive.
I think
even the choreography.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
It's totally different.
Swaying.
It's different from their other songs completely. Mm. If you're like Cold Rain or
it's by far
is it Poppin'? I like Volume Up. That's the best.
Yeah, because it had sexy saxophones.
Yeah,
and those sexy saxophones.
And the video is pretty cool too. Yeah, I love it with the red eyes flashing like that.
Mm.
It's like a car reversing.
All right, CL, more news on her taking on the US.
Yes, she actually does that solo. So she's going on a solo debut in the US, and she wants to do rap music there, of course.
Mm.
That's her best thing. And she said actually about this, there are so many Korean people here, and Chinese and Japanese, but they don't have one pop artist to look up to.
They don't have a leader.
No.
You see?
And she actually claims herself, you know, I'm the new leader now.
Mm.
So she has balls, I would say.
She does.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
And she thinks it's actually kind of sad that there's nobody there that they can look up to. So,
yeah.
24-year-old.
But we're talking prominent Asian entertainment figures in the US, right?
Yeah,
she's
kind of right.
And there are more, probably more so in the TV and movies area, but not in music as much.
Well, I hope she can do something about that, flat stupidity of the... American rap these days.
She's collaborated with two EDM stars already, Skrillex and Diplo.
Yeah.
Right. So she's like starting already.
She's up there. Well, what she does hope is she hopes to keep her image that she got in Asia as a cool person.
Yeah.
And she just said, oh, it's just a new market. Only thing I need to do is good music, produce some good music.
She should be able to keep owning it.
I'll be focusing on that.
She should be able to keep up with that image, I reckon. Yeah. As long as she doesn't go down the path of Park Bom. Bandmate, that might be awkward. Yeah,
That's probably the reason she goes solo.
She's going to the US, exactly. Yeah. All right, she's running away from Park Bom. Back to Amber, hitting number 2 on the Billboard World Albums chart.
Yeah, have you ever heard of that?
Oh, look, we've had some K-pop stars getting up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard of Amber. Heard of Amber.
She's a pretty cool chick.
She has just got it going on at the moment.
So again, also she goes solo here. She's of course part of the girl group FX. Of FX.
Yep.
And her first solo, Beautiful, ranks second on Billboard's World Album Charts.
Great.
This Monday.
That's hella crazy.
Mm-hmm. I like the song, but there's also a part, like the song is really, you know, really sensitive and touchy, and you know, it's really quiet. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, there comes this rap part in it. Again, pretty aggressive, in your face. And I was like, whoa.
But that's what her role was in FX.
She brings the edginess in FX.
And so I like do you know the song Shake That Brass?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's amazing.
I like that one. Yeah.
That's it.
That's enough. There was not much news this week.
That's as much as I can handle right now.
Well, I knew that in advance, so that's why.
All right, BJ, thank you so much for the KGOS segment.
No worries.
And we've got some great music coming up, don't we, Jeanette?
Yes, we do. We have Rainbow coming up.
All right, we'll play it now. Why not? All right, here it is. Black Swan, Asian Pop Radio.
Coming up ASAP.
Right now.
Just say, yo, come down.
crazy song. Very toony. No, wait a minute. I lost track.
It was Rainbow.
Rainbow by Black Swan.
Black Swan. Do you reckon there's an ugly duckling in the group at all?
Yep.
Yeah?
Growing a beard.
not this group.
Oh, in Rainbow.
Yeah.
Wow. Ouch. Oh, you're so nasty, Jan.
Ouch. No, new stuff from Rainbow. I actually quite like that. And again, another girl group that's really matured in the last, I guess, year or so. Yeah. Okay. So always do we have a story about some K-pop artist or J-pop artist suing someone.
Right.
This week, it looks like the BAP saga has continued. So last year, around November 26, BAP sued their entertainment agency, TS Entertainment. And look, we got to meet BAP a little while ago, and TS Entertainment, they all seem pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nice people.
They were
people.
Awesome. I love their sweat.
But apparently BAP and TS Entertainment haven't been able to sort things out outside of court. So BAP sued TS to nullify its contract due to unfair treatment. And this is a report from jpopasia.com, including an income dispute. The solution could not be found, so they're going to be heading their way to court March 13, it says here. However, court officials have warned that the date may be postponed due to a change in staff that occurs around the same time. I love the way they've made, you know, a note of that point. It was very important.
It's happening.
It is happening. So it's going to be really interesting, but obviously BAP are on a bit of a indefinite hiatus at the moment until it gets sorted out. But it got me thinking, everyone sues everyone. It's always a topic of conversation. I need to say constipation.
I report about it a lot
sometimes
of times.
Sometimes constipation. Yeah. If you could sue anyone in the world of Asian pop, BJ, who would you go for?
I would sue Amoeba Culture for having such a ridiculous name. It is actually not run by single-celled organisms.
Yeah.
So they're not entitled to that name.
It's a lie.
It's a lie.
Exactly. They've been lying to us all those years.
Such a clever joke. Clever joke.
Not even a joke. It's just a lie.
It's the truth.
Well above the kind of sense of humor that we have on this show and the integrity of our humor.
Right.
Jeanette, who would you say?
SM Entertainment.
Yeah.
For the breakup of DBSK.
Right.
Now it's TVXQ and JYJ. Why can't they just be together and just, you know, live and touch each other and stuff? But they can't do that.
You know, we have to be very careful of the whole touching thing in K-pop. Look what happened in Malaysia. You can't hug.
And everybody sues each other.
You can't look at each other. It's very, very dangerous stuff.
Yes. Yeah. But they can hug me. I won't sue.
Well, you know, as long as you're not in Malaysia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But shout out to Malaysia for being awesome.
Maybe if you're in Singapore. That's okay. Who would I sue?
Who would you sue, Jason?
I'd sue Andy from SBS Pop Asia for having a cuter co-host.
I'm out. That's it. I'm going home. It's been a good time here. I'm going now. Bye.
This is the intro to Katie's intro to Asian Pop. Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hello and welcome to this week's intro to Asian Pop. Today we are taking a look at Mongolian girl group Honeymoon, a four-member band under TJ Entertainment. With their earliest songs dating back to around 2012, these girls are very talented at releasing beautiful pop and ballad songs. Songs of note include I Wanna Party and Ha Huregej. Released in 2013, Ha Huregej has an airy dreamlike sound that is accompanied by a video showing the diverse countryside of Mongolia and the girls in fantasy settings. Honeymoon's most noted song, however, is I Love My Love, a song created in 2012 about the pain of loving someone who has let you go. The softness of the Mongolian language works well with the gentle tunes of Honeymoon, providing a comforting if mournful sound to their songs. While there is little to go by in the terms of translations for English-speaking listeners, the songs convey emotions well and you can grasp the bittersweetness without utterly understanding the lyrics. For music, the instrumentals can speak louder than words and break boundaries that separate us from others. If you want to keep up to date with Honeymoon, they have a dedicated Facebook page, Official Honeymoon. They also have videos on TJ Entertainment's YouTube channel, so if you want to keep up to date with them, you can do so through there. That's it for today's intro to Asian Pop. Have you heard of Honeymoon or Mongolian pop before? Do you think you'll give them a listen? Drop us a comment on our Facebook page and tell us what you think. For now, here is Honeymoon with their biggest hit, I Love My Love.
Нэгдэлцэг найз
хийсэн
Hey, thanks for listening to us for another week. This is Asian Pop Radio. I am Jay John, and opposite me
is Jeanette.
Jeanette.
Yes.
Big show coming up next week.
Oh,
so,
yes.
You know, while you're sitting here listening to the show this week, you go, what on earth is going on? These guys haven't planned a thing. You would be right. But next week, putting all the resources and time and energy into it, and we're going to celebrate International Women's Day.
Woo! Shout out to all the women.
You're a woman.
Yes.
Yeah. This
I
is a segue.
I became a woman.
Many years ago.
No, in December recently.
What? Okay.
Yes, because I was a girl who transformed into a woman.
Oh, like a black
swan.
Anyway.
Moving on.
So next week on the show, what we're going to do is just basically celebrate women in Asian pop.
Yes.
The contribution that women bring to this show and to Asian pop in general.
Yes.
And we've got two interviews hopefully coming up with folk who would relate to Asian women for International Women's Day on this show. And we're going to hopefully have both of them in the studio for an interview. One of which is a K-pop star that in a couple months' time is going to be debuting over in Korea. And she is currently in this very city with us. So we're going to have her face-to-face. Hopefully she'll perform as well in studio and just have a good old chinwag about being a K-pop star and acting, because she's an actress as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. You really are concerned with me saying chinwag.
Yeah.
Is that because I've got a hairy chin now and I'm like stroking it?
You can't wag your chin.
Yeah.
You can't.
Hmm. Should we go to Sponge Cola?
Yes.
To soak up this awkward moment.
My favorite band.
I don't want to get involved.
Okay. Here it is. Asian Pop Radio. Move on.
Sponge Cola.
Move on.
Sponge Cola.
Moving on.
pumunta ka. Ilang araw ka nang nakahiga. Sub-sub sa unan ang iyong mukha. Damdamin mo'y parang nakatapa. Ang puso mo'y tila tulog ka pa ba?
Hapon ka daw lagi kumagising. Barkada mo'y medyo napabraneng. Sobrang kalat na ng iyong dating. Lagi ka nga lang daw sa bon.
Kalimutan na natin ang nakaraan. Hindi na puso ang magdrama. Sasamahan ka namin buong matamag. At hindi ka na mag-iisa. Nandyan ka pa ba? Baka natakot ka nung nag-chorus na. Kasi sabay kaming kumakanta.
Akala mo ikay nag-iisa.
Nandito lang naman kami. Kalimutan na natin ang nakaraan. Hindi na uso ang magdrama. Sasamahan ka namin buong matamag. At hindi ka na mag-iisa. M-O-V-E-O-N, 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 M-O-V-E-O-N. At hindi ka na mag-iisa. Kalimutan na natin ang nakaraan. Hindi na puso ang magdrama. Sasamahan ka namin buong magdamag. At hindi ka na mag-iisa. Hindi na uso ang magdrama. Sasamahan ka namin buong magdamag. At hindi ka na mag-iisa.
Sponge Cola with Move on Asian Pop Radio. What do you like about that, Jeanette?
What I like the most is that we're going to move on to the next segment.
You're a fan of Sponge Cola, right? Yeah.
I love her so much.
Having a look around Asia at the charts to see who's making waves. Let's start with the Met 10 countdown in Malaysia. Malaysia's top five this week. Kyoto Protocol with Still Alive at number five after 11 weeks in the chart. This week, after 4 weeks in the chart, Pastel Light with Conquest. At number three, BJ.
Talita Tan.
With?
Psy, of course.
After 3 weeks in the chart. At number two, Froya.
I love
Froya. This is a remix of Follow Your Heart after 15 weeks in the chart. Last week, it was number one. It's dropped down because of the song we played earlier on in the show, Balan, Kashmir, and Mark Adam with Live My Life. Having a look at the Oricon Singles Chart now, Jeanette, top five.
On number five, Hannah No Ark by Choosy.
What's number four, BJ?
Never Say Never, Aphelia Saga.
Nice.
Number three, we have Konani Mo by Dream.
At number two,
Seven Deadly Sins with A Man with a Mission.
Nice. And at number one, Jeanette?
We have Subaru Shibutami Tani by Kyoku or Kokoro Odeberawa.
Good work.
Arigato. Thank you.
And it makes me feel better about driving a Subaru. I feel like a winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're a loser in real life.
Ouch. At number five on the K-pop Mnet chart this week, Mad Clown, a song we played last week, Fire, featuring Jinsil, at number five, down two positions from number three next week. And number four, Jeanette,
is Because of You by Baek Jeong.
And number three, BJ,
Crying Again, Davichi.
Nice. And number two, Jeanette,
From You From the Same Time, from Noel.
And at number one, a debut song this week, Just with Zion, T and Crush. Very good. And on the KK Box chart, chart for your C-pop hit. At number 5 this week, we have I Still Love You, Magic Power. At number 4, King of Comedy, Lee Ron Hao. Number 3, Jeanette?
Little Apple with Chopstick Brothers by Tiara.
I love that song, we played it a few weeks ago. We should play that again soon. At number 2, after 7 weeks on the chart, What Kind of Man? It's Jay Chou.
And Me Nanren.
Making way to the number 1 position this week,
If Only by JJ Lin.
I love it. Jay Chou and JJ Lin back to back on the C-pop KK
the
box
J's
chart.
The J's are killing it.
They are doing well. That's our look at the charts around Asia. And we'll check in again next week. This is Asian Pop Radio. I think we should hear from Paulie and our Thai Pop Song of the Week.
And now, please be upstanding for the Thailand National Anthem and Paul's Thai Song of the Week.
DJ, put it back. Go.
Hey guys, it's Paul here, your Thai pop specialist, and this week I'm back with another Thai pop song called Dao Ang Khan, which translates to Planet Mars. Mars in Thai language is the same as Tuesday, and Tuesday in Thailand is associated with the color of pink. The song talks about a busy man at work. He's stressed out and tired by the workload he has to do. When he nearly gives up everything, someone special appears to make his day a lot better for him. In other words, to make Tuesday a bright pink day for him. Most people would know that pink is the color of sweetness, cuteness, and happiness, favored by most of the girls. So pink would be the right color to brighten up his Tuesday. I hope you guys enjoy Dao Ang Khan on Asian Pop Radio.
ทุกนาทียืดเวลายาวนานนานนานายิ่งกว่านานเจ้านายคงมาจากดาวอังคารพูดอะไรไม่เข้าใจสักครั้งแถมเป็นคนที่ไม่เคยรับฟังนัดประชุมเพื่ออะไรสักครั้งที่ทำงานแปลเปลี่ยนเป็นความหวังฉันมีเธอนานเท่านานใช้เงินเดือนไปด้วยกันได้ไหมท้องราตรีไปด้วยกันสักหนที่ฟ้าลาคนอยู่เป็นล้านคนฉันยังมองเพียงแต่เธอคงดีถ้าเป็นเธอนั่งตรงกับฉันสบตายังเข้าใจวันที่แสนจะน่าเบื่อให้มีความหมายเพิ่งจะรู้ว่ามีนางฟ้าที่อยู่ในที่ทำงานเปลี่ยนโลกนี้ให้มีสีสันจนอยากจะขอมองนานๆนี่มันคืองานในฝันเพียงใดจะเจอเธอทำงาน
Thank you, Paul, for that Thai pop song of the week. Always a treat. And now we're going to our next segment, talking about J. John's beard. J. John's beard. What do you think about J. John's beard, Jeanette?
I don't think much of it.
You were just telling us when the song was on that you like my beard. You think it should stay?
I've never said I liked it.
My hair to beard ratio. What do you think? I'm trying to be cutting edge.
It's just that it's
like the cool kids.
It's getting out of control.
Why?
You've got to stick to one style.
How many styles do I go through? I've had the same hairstyle for like the last 10 years. It's never changed.
It does grow really rapidly.
Yeah. You're a man with a beard. You know about it, BJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my hair grows rapidly too.
Yep. Jeanette's just jealous that her beard's not as long as ours.
I shaved mine this morning, so that's okay. I don't like to have the beard look.
How long do you shave?
You just wax.
What was that?
Sorry. How long do you shave your beard?
I do it every day.
Every day?
It gets a little bit, you know, it's hairy by the time I go to sleep. So in the morning, got to tame that lion.
Right.
Yeah. Don't really know where to go with that, but so we'll remind you of our social media.
Yeah.
You can follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio.
Yes. You can like us on Facebook.
Facebook.
This is what happens when we talk about faces too much. Facebook.com/Asian Pop Radio.
Yeah.
Subscribe
to us on YouTube. YouTube.com/Asian Pop Radio. And we're on Instagram, Official APRA.
Where you can see J. John's beard.
I don't think I've posted a picture of my beard on Instagram yet.
You are useless.
Wow. God, we're just not giving the people what they want, are we? We're really not. Okay, I think it's time to go to our second Malaysian track of the week. Don't you think, BJ?
I absolutely agree with you.
And this is my favorite one. Love.
Yes, I love him so much. I want to marry him.
OJ Law.
Here he is.
With Introverts.
When your eyes meet, when you feel
Pop Radio, that was the new one from OJ Law from Malaysia. We've had him on the show before, so you can I don't know if you can go to our YouTube. Did we upload it? I hope we did.
If not, just go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AsianPopRadio, and just look at the video of me and J-John instead.
We did. We're trying to post more videos of ourselves so everyone can see our beards and compare mine and Jeanette's.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am the beard winner.
I think I'm winning. Just. That's about it for us for another week. Thank you so much for joining us. BJ, always a pleasure. Thanks to you, Kagos.
Thank you. Sayonara.
Thank you to Cassie for the Asian Pop News Update.
Yes.
Who else should we thank?
Paul.
Great.
Why should we thank Paul?
Because he brings us a Thai Pop Song of the Week every week.
Why should we thank Cassie?
We should thank Cassie because she produces our news update.
I meant Katie.
Katie for her intro to Asian Pop.
Who are the other team members we should thank?
Travis for our music selection.
Good job, Travis.
And you.
Oh,
for
me?
Being here and co-hosting with me.
Oh, cry is over.
And for finally taking off those glasses.
Yeah, thanks for doing that.
Sorry, I had to block all the hate, and then it just kept on coming at me when I took my glasses off.
You should actually keep your sunglasses on because I can't see the dirty looks that you're giving me with the sunglasses on. I think you're my friend. It's nice. It's good. Anger Me, our last song for the night.
Taki Bensai.
Cool, great way to go out, but before we do, it's time to hear BJ act like a chook.
We're going to yell out animal noises, and you have to do them straight away.
All right,
come on, really?
Ready? Chicken. Goat. Sheep.
Hang on, wait. Turkey. To be fair, they might sound different in Holland.
What or in the fries
oh,
land.
Oh, no, sheep is like, bah.
What?
Bah.
Oh, my God. We've got to leave it on this note.
We got to go.
This has been a ridiculous episode.
This is angering me.
Asian Pop Radio, please come back next week. We promise to behave.
Please. Daiki Banze.
You're with Jay John and Jeanette, Asian Pop Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the party. Are you ready to get high, get drunk, and get hangover tonight? Let me introduce to you the host tonight. OPPAS, it's Obas. Let's go!
视觉像闪电，就像是 Hold You Can Hear， 一起逆傻戏，别当 Hello Kitty， 呵呵 Lucky， It's a Crazy Party， 跟着旋律，不要犹豫，跳着跳着不停，
就让我们沉迷在跳动瞬间的音符，脚步不停止睡着。